Are we ready? I think we are. Actually, no, we're not, but fuck it. Welcome to the pre-show this Thursday. And it is the pre-show that we expect at this time of the show. Now, a lot of you guys download it separately. And you are to do what you will, you know. To quote my close personal friend there, Margaret Gray, yesterday, she said, what did she say? Oh, she said, wherever doo-doo goes, thus goes you, something like that. That's not you. That's something different. Never mind. Okay. I got to turn this off. I got something on. I got something very disturbing on right now, and it's Unusual Suspects with Kevin Pollak and the other guys. So I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, Kevin. You're great in this, man, as you fucking know. Oh, what? Okay. Did the wrong thing. I had a really interesting occurrence here today. I got a goddamn. I had. We had a major fuck up here with the. Our DirecTV. It wasn't a major fuck up. It was so easily solved. And one of the, I'm telling you right now, I'm in Usual Suspects. Did I say Unusual? I said Usual Suspects. One of the things that I that I like about DirecTV, and I'm not getting paid to say this. This is not a fucking endorsement. When I say something, you know that I'm telling you the fucking truth because I'm not getting paid to say this shit. Today, actually last night, we lost our TV reception. And as the result of that, as the result of losing that TV reception, obviously we didn't have any TV reception. So I'm doing two things at once, which I shouldn't do, but you know. I called DirecTV today. We didn't have any fucking TV reception. And, you know, within seconds, the whole motherfucker was restored, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Now, you may think that that's not all that unusual. You may say, well, so what, Phil? That happens a lot. For me, I have, you know, that kind of experience with my cable company. Well, good for you if you do. And but I never have. With cable companies, it's always getting on the phone, going through a big, long, goddamn rigmarole. One of the things about DirecTV is they have these boxes with reset buttons that are just absolutely fucking right there. You can see the motherfuckers. Boom, 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 boom. You know, and you do, and you don't, and you give it, and you don't give it, and you just, it's groovy. So, I think there's a lesson there, and the lesson is, as we like to say, you know, this is customer service. This is customer service, man, and this is making it easy and making it quick and dirty, and not a big long goddamn song and a dance, like you're doing somebody a fucking favor, like they have a utility. See, a lot of these cable companies are acting like they're the fucking power company, you know. This is what happens when a company has a virtual monopoly or a lock on a franchise on an area that they have been given control over by a public commission. They become like a utility, and their service is like a utility, which is, well, we're going to do the best we can. I mean, I got five crews out there right now. So in other words, you've gone from a company that really wants to fight for your business to just overloaded, and I tell you, you know, I get two guys are out sick, you know, it's real, you know, there are very, very subtle differences going on there. It's the difference, you know. Have you ever, you know, gone to that restaurant that you used to love, and you went there because, God almighty, the service was great, the food was unbelievable, it was gorgeous, it was picturesque, it was clean, it was, you always got a good table, and then gradually, slowly, over time, the service might not be that, they don't have your favorite, oh, don't worry, and because you're a repeat customer, of course, they do expend a little extra time on you. Little do you know that the new people that are coming in, they could give a fuck about, and then, you know, the place is looking a little run down, the rug is not quite as clean, and it looks like the joint's a little dirty, and maybe the waitresses look a little bored and tired, and the waiters look a little bored and tired, and the windows have, you know, And pretty soon you see them counting their fucking money back there and not exactly paying attention to you. I'll never forget, I walked into a store one day out in Palm Desert. I was in Palm Desert, California. I had a condominium on Country Club Drive. I had a golf, I had a little golf villa. They call it a golf villa. It was a fucking condominium. It was out there on the fifth fairway. It was nice. I used to go out there all the time in the 80s. Back, some of you guys may remember way back when I was doing mornings at K-West. I was a disc jockey, essentially. And on Fridays, I would split from the station and I would go on out to Palm Desert. And I would hang with my buddies for the weekend. And we had some high times, brother. We had some good times. We played poker. We golfed. We went down to the Marriott Desert Springs and got fucked up and danced with the chicks and occasionally picked a few of them up. I mean, I was single. I had nothing on me, man. You know, and so I met a lot of women out there and partied my fucking ass off and had a really good time. And those were heady days. Those were the heady days of the 80s. So before I started getting serious about my career and went off into the hinterlands and made something of my life. But anyway, I go down the street one day to this place that had been open, and I'd seen it. I said, well, I'm going to go down there, and I'm going to think I'll get some deli meats from there, because we have a poker game, and the first thing you know if you host a poker game, you got to have booze, you got to beer, you got to have food. Not to mention the table and the cards, and generally guys are bringing chips, but, you know. So I said, well, let's look. It's right down the street, and it said deli, and it had been open for a while, and I went into this place. Now, I had never been in there before. Generally, I would go to the supermarket because we had a Lucky's at one end and at the other end. I think there was a Vons or something. But I decided I'm going to go into this place. And pardon the noise. I got the fan on here tonight, guys. And I walk in, and I'm looking at the display case, and I notice it doesn't quite have the selection that one would hope. And the shelves are a little bit... some areas don't look stocked, but it does have exactly what I want. They've got sliced cheeses. They've got sliced roast beef. They have some hams there. They had some of that Bavarian shit, you know, all that deli stuff. And they had a cooler and they had beer. Maybe not, you know, they had a lot of exotic beers because I think this place prided itself on being, you know, we have very unusual things. You know, maybe if you want to get Coors, you can go to the gas station or whatever. But we have, you know, the German stuff. So, I stood there and I looked. And then I finally went to the counter. And there was one woman in this motherfucking store. Now, to this day, I know I'm not the best looking guy. But I don't think you got to be good looking to have somebody come over to you and say, may I help you, sir? Especially if you're the only customer in the place, and I was, and there's only one fucking person there, and she's behind the counter, and what's she doing? She's counting money. Fucking counting money, man. And I'm like, is this really happening, man? Is she counting money? And I said, I'll be with you in a minute, sir. I'm just, you know... She did say that. I will give her that. I'll be with you in a minute, sir. Well, she wasn't with me in a minute. She got done with that. Then she started counting something else. She's counting the cash. Now, it could have been they'd had a robbery. It could have been that their books weren't balanced. It could have been that there was an emergency and there's something wrong. But none of this was communicated to me, nor should it have been. What could have been communicated to me was the following. It could have been... We've had a little bit of a prop. Can you hold on? Or just put that goddamn money down, you know, make a note as to where you were in the count, and let's help this gentleman who's standing there at the counter. None of that happened. That's the last fucking time I ever went in there. Not because I was trying to make a point. Not because I was trying to be, you know, be angry and I was going to show them, because like they would ever fucking remember me. No, I just didn't go in there again because there was no reason for me to go in there again. That motherfucking place is nowhere, man. I walk in, I want to get some service. So that's a small, and it does, it did, it wouldn't have taken a whole lot to get Phil Henry's business that day, because I was a buyer. You know, what do you guys say in the retail business? You got this guy, he was buying, you know, Whatever you got, I'm buying. I had money in my pocket. I had a poker game with about, oh, I don't know, 10 guys, a couple tables worth of guys coming into my place. And I had needs, beer and food and the booze, the hard liquor. I was going to go next door to the bottle shop and I was going to go get a couple bottles of tequila, what have you, right? So I was there, man, and I was willing to spend, you know, I was going to probably spend, all said and done, I was probably going to spend, wind up spending maybe a couple $100. Man, they didn't want that. They didn't want my fucking business. She was too busy counting this goddamn money. And there it goes. I can tell you more about this place. I could go into the fact that it was out of business not too long thereafter. I don't know why it went out of business. I'm not willing to say it went out of business because their service sucked. Because, as I said, that might have been an unusual occurrence. There might have been something wrong that day. I don't know what the fuck happened that day, you know. I'm not willing to say they went out of business because they didn't have good product or good service, but I will tell you that they were out of fucking business. Maybe the guy that ran the place was crooked. Maybe the people they hired were crooked. Maybe they got ripped off. Who knows? Who cares? For that one brief, splendid moment in the history of that dump, one guy walked in, took a look around, and said, well, this place is a shit can, and split. Believe me, I know this as a guy who's in business to get the public's support. Believe me, I know this. There are days we do better than other days. There are days when we hit it out of the park, and there are days when we don't. There are days when we're able to satisfy our customer base, and there may be days when we don't. But I know one thing. I'm still in business, and that motherfucking store out there in Palm Desert, that place right now is probably a fruit stand for all I know. It's probably, maybe they tore the mall down. It's one of these brand new little mini mall. And I say brand new, it was probably 2 years old. Because when I first bought this condo, I was way out on the fucking edge of Palm Desert on the way to, actually sort of parallel with Rancho Mirage, you know, and on the way to La Quinta. And then next stop is Indio, you know. But I was out where there was desert, man. There was my condominium, you know, community there, and then there was desert for miles and miles, and then you had to go all the way down Country Club. I swear to God, like a mile before you finally came to anything, and then there was some retail, and on it went. And I was on the same street. At the other end was a place called Thunderbird Country Club. Very interesting story, by the way. Thunderbird Country Club's way at the other end, right on 111. And Thunderbird Country Club was the home to, at one time, the erstwhile producer of Perry Mason, Gail Patrick. What the fuck was her name, man? Gail Patrick Harris, something like that. And her husband lived there, and I knew because I had a girlfriend at the time who knew them, and we went and we visited. They had a beautiful fucking home there. She was, Gail Patrick herself had passed on, but her husband was still there and showed us some of the mementos. Now, the Thunderbird Country Club, way back when, I'm sure it's not like that anymore, but there was a time in our country, as you probably know, where you had Jewish, you know, places, and you had the Gentile, and they just, either they were kept out, Jewish people were kept out, or they just decided, fuck it, it ain't worth it, we'll just live in our own place, you know. The Thunderbird was the Gentile one out there in Palm Springs / Palm Desert. The Jewish, one of the Jewish country club / what do you call it, man? It's a country club, yeah. Was Tamarisk, okay? And I know this, how do I know this? Because I read a biography of Zeppo Marx. I didn't read the whole biography. I read a biographical material on Zeppo Marx as well as the other Marx brothers. And Zeppo Marx lived out of Tamarisk with his then wife, guess who? Barbara. You may know the name Barbara Marx because she later became Barbara Sinatra. And Zeppo Marx, interestingly enough, was considered the good-looking Marx brother. And he was also the Marx brother who had a little more talent than just you know, standing in front of a camera and looking good. Zeppo Marx was actually quite a, I guess you'd say he was mechanically inclined. He was quite a bit of an inventor. He was good around machines, good around machinery, good around engines, good around that kind of work. And in the process was a man who, I believe, held the patent on a number of things. Zeppo Marx, one of the Marx brothers, true story. And essentially was able to retire, not so much on the money that he made as a member of this famed comedy troupe, but on the money that he made from his patents and from his work in that particular industry. So that was interesting to me. And he married this dancer, this chick named Barbara, and they moved to Tamarisk Country Club. And in those days, all those cats, the Hollywood guys, really hung out there, the old-timers in Palm Springs, kind of like the way they used to hang out in Miami. Now the city's completely fucking different. Palm Springs is different. Miami's different. Miami is not what I call a... Well, there's a few movie stars live there. And probably the same is true for Palm Springs, but I'm not sure. But back in those days, Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, all that shit. Bob Hope's place... Interestingly, if you guys who are familiar with Palm Springs, when you go down 111, you see that goddamn mushroom-style roof on what looks like there's a mushroom roof on what looks like just a rock, a mountain. Bob Hope's home is built into the side of a mountain out there, and you can see it from 111. When you drive every fucking day of my life when I was out in the desert, I look, there's Bob's place. They can't sell it. The reason why they can't sell it is because, A, this is a real estate market, obviously, that's still a tad depressed, but it's a specialty buy in an area that really doesn't demand more than a couple of million for a house. Maybe 3 million, maybe at the high end, four. But Bob Hope's place is this goddamn, I can't even tell you, I think it's up around 30 million, 35 million. I could be very wrong. I think it's more than that, to be honest with you. I think it's some ungodly fucking price. No one's going to fucking buy it. I think it's around 30 million, 35 million, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, they said, we can't sell this goddamn thing. Why is that? Because that's the kind of house, it's a specialty house, it's the kind of house that a collector buys, somebody who wants to buy Bob Hope's house. And there it is, sitting there. And I believe the price has come down dramatically over the years, and I say that Y-E-A-R-S, the years, since it's been up for sale. So if any of you viewing this have an interest in specialty houses, I'll tell you something. It's a really interesting house to see from the outside. I've never been inside it, but you can see it from 111. And I think it's just goddamn amazing to look at. It must have been a trip and a half to live in the motherfucker. And it's a gas, man. Built right into a fucking mountain. But all those cats lived out there. Sinatra lived out there at Tamarisk. Bob Hope was up there in his, or wherever he lived. I don't know. Maybe he lived there before he built the house. Who knows what Sinatra had? I drove by Dean Martin's house that was above North Palm Canyon Drive, which is the main drag right through Palm Springs. And one day we were driving or walking, because you can walk off of the main drag there. You know, do a little bit of a hike if you want, and go up through some of the streets and take a look at what the houses look like. But I drove by Dean Martin's place. Pretty cool place. You know, probably the kind of my speed, you know. I mean, I mean, it probably pretty expensive house, but it had the circular driveway thing with that white rock shit and the desert and cactus and my kind of house, you know. Big, beautiful pool, had a nice, you know, view, and that's it, you know. I don't need 9,000,000 square acres of, you know, fucking banana of the goddamn Ponderosa. So they would hang with each other, and they went to the dances, and they went to these affairs, these functions they have at these country clubs, and that's where Sinatra met Barbara Sinatra, and that's where they began an affair, and right under the nose of poor old Zeppo, and poor Zeppo, he got blindsided, and she moved out and moved in with Frank before, and then they got divorced, and I think that poor Zeppo Marx wound up moving in with her family. In other words, he's married to a woman, she cheats on him, then divorces him. She moves in with her new husband, who is Frank Sinatra. And where is he? He becomes old, and he needs to be taken care of. And the people who take care of him are members of her family. I mean, it don't get much fucking sadder than that. But I don't know. I don't know. If she were here and she told her side of it, she'd probably say, "And who are you?" "I'm just a guy." "Yeah. If my husband were still alive, Zeppo." "No, Frank. Actually, you're right. Zeppo, he'd kick your ass." All right. I'm all done with this shit, man. I don't know what else to do here. All right, so we're going to get our shit together. All right, here we go, man. Nah, fuck that. "I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another. I hear you singing in the wire. I can hear you through the wire." All right, are you ready, guys? Because I am. I'm... Wait a minute, man. How long have we... Oh, it's only 21 minutes. Okay, that's cool. All right, that's good. I don't have to get going. I got 21 minutes. I mean, I'm at 20 minutes. I want to... "And the Wichita lineman..." By the way, here's a really cool thing. This is my little battery here. Here's my phone. Here's my battery. This is nice. Carry that around with me. Whatever. Really love it. I recommend it. It's about $60, I think, something like that. But motherfucker is fantastic. Keep it charged up. Holds a charge. It'll charge the phone right up for you. And then when your phone is charged, you unplug it. But I always keep this sucker handy because sometimes I forget the charger for my car. Sometimes you're someplace, you know where the fuck you know. You know what I mean? How many fucking times you charging your goddamn phone? It's like, it's insane. Charging the phone is probably, we charge our phones more than we get gas for our cars, you know? So, okay, now wait a minute. I got a message here.
Now, I've noticed here the last few shows, my voice has not been up to speed.
Well, what caused that?
I don't know what caused that.
Well, you ought to warm it up.
I warm it up, and when you say warm it up, I get these comments.
Yeah, but I'm, because I can see the way you're looking right now.
Well, kid's going to warm it up, you know. Yeah, well, he made notion, Ms. Gray, like he's sliding down a banister.
Like you were what?
I...
Sliding down a banister, you little...
I had a... Westlake Village, California. What is this shit, man? Do you ever... I'm just looking here. Somebody sent me something from LiveLeak. This shit, man. Motherfucker, turn your phone around.
Get him, brother. Get him. He stepped up, dude.
Uh-oh.
Dude, he's scared. He's scared, brother. He ain't gonna fuck with you. You're a fucking pussy. You're a fucking...
Guy fell out of the fucking truck. This is pretty funny. What is this, man? I gotta show you guys this. Pretty funny. It probably is from World Star, or it was on LiveLeak. Somebody just sent this to me, so I'll show it to yez. "When come at me, bro, goes all wrong, man." I think you gotta really be careful, man, when you're... You got to be really careful sometimes when you're inviting people to, you know, fight. And I shouldn't, you know, that's, I'm much too old for that kind of nonsense. But if you think that you're just going to kind of call somebody a piece of shit and then run, you know, something like that, make sure that you have all of your bases covered. Make sure that you, make sure you have all your bases. Let's see if I got this here. What do we got here, man? We got fucking, there we go, yeah. This is from Live Leak.
And, get him, brother!
Wait a minute, man. I'll show you guys this. I'm glad to know that I'm not the only guy that... forgets to flip his phone around, you know? So, let's see what we got here.
Get him, brother! Get him! He said what's up, dude! See, dude, he's scared. He's scared, brother. He ain't gonna fuck with you. You're a fucking pussy. Get him! Get him! Get him!
That cat just sprints away, man. I don't know what that was about, but I got to say that was pretty funny. I mean, obviously, if they wanted to set upon this guy and kick his ass, they would have.
Get him, brother. Get him. He said what's up, dude. See, dude, he's scared. He's scared, brother. He ain't gonna fuck with you.
Shut up, white boy.
You're a fucking pussy. You're a fucking pussy. Get him. Get him.
These guys look like a bunch of squirrels. Wait, look at this, man. Is that it, man? Yeah, that's it. Like I said, I'm really glad that I'm not the only guy that keeps constantly forgetting to fucking... Where the hell's the thing, man? Okay. All right, well. Let's see here.
Get him, brother. Get him. He said what's up, dude. See, dude, he's scared. He's scared, brother. He ain't gonna fuck with you. You're a fucking pussy. You're a fucking pussy. Get him. Get him. Dude, say what's up, bro.
Fucking guy. The funniest part of that is you see the guy's pink fucking shirt running away. I don't know what this was. It looks like there's a bunch of white guys there. There's a couple of black guys. The dude who was holding the camera, what are you, man? Get him, brother! He sounds like some white dude. What the fuck? Oh, would you fuck right off? I can't do it, man. Okay.
Get him, brother. Get him. He said what's up, dude.
Shut up.
See, dude, he's scared. He's scared, brother. He ain't gonna fuck with you. You're a fucking pussy. You're a fucking pussy. Get him. Get him.
That was awesome.
Say what's up, bro.
That dude. That dude running away in his pink shirt, that was great. Okay. Enough of that shit. I mean, it could have been uglier, and it wasn't, and I'm grateful to see that. I truly am. All right. All right, we're ready to go, man. There's nothing much more that we can do that is going to change the outcome of this here thing. I always like to have our website ready to go. Yeah, okay, that's good. Nah, see like that. Okay, see? Well, you can always see what's up here on our website. By the way, this is our BSP archive pick of the day. May 24th, 2014. Check it out, BSPs. That is, what? No, it says Thursday, July 29th, 2004. What is this? Alex, you got the wrong motherfucking date up there, dude. What the fuck did you do? You got to change that motherfucking heading, man. Hold on. July 29th, 2004. God damn, it's a good thing I looked at it. All right, man. All right, I think we're ready to rock this motherfucker. And that's probably what that comment, there was a comment there, they're probably saying, you got the date wrong. Okay, I think we're all set to go.
Hello, everyone, this is Phil. Wait, this is Margaret Ray. Yes.